life a bunch, you know. But yeah. I always wanted to skate. Like, that's what I wanted to do, is to skate. And but you know, that shit's all over skating. It's everywhere.
So. Definitely. Well, it's funny that story with your dad. You know, him asking if you want to be a jive young kid, because here you are now, 2022.
Fucking.
And you're part of JYK. So.
Yeah.
I guess you're living your dream.
It's a dream. It's not a very high aspirated dream, and I love all you guys, all my OGs. I love everyone. Neko, don't be mad at me. But, you know, what the fuck type of high aspiration is to be in a goddamn graffiti crew? Like, go be a doctor, dude.
Well, dude, think about graffiti in general. The high aspiration is to put your name in a bunch of places that look crazy and look cool to other people. Right?
I think I got super stoked on being able to peep hella graffiti. Like, when my mom did pass, I went to Seattle. And I met iBeam, and we were close and shit. Shouts out to that dude, like, through whatever. Like, he put me on to graffiti. He was one of the first styles I ever saw, and I was like, that's fucking dope. Like, that's dope. Like, upside down, backwards, hollows on broad, like, straight up, just, like, on, like, the Broadway or whatever, like, hot streets. Like, and I'm just, like, a toy, you know what I mean? I'm writing a different name and shit or whatever, like... And he's like, bro, I'm not writing with you type shit. Like, this shit sucks, fool. Like, he just, like, I don't know. He was really real to me. He's, you know what I mean? So, I got, like, hella. It's like, I don't want to suck at this. Like, and just got super into it. And
definitely.
Just got really into, I like to go do it. It's fun.
It is.
It used to be scary. But I think I was, like, trying to prove to myself that I could just do it at first. And then once I stopped fucking caring about, like, what the fuck it is and, like, how I just want to tap in. Like, and just make dope ass shit. And, like, I don't know. Some people might hate my shit. I hate some of my shit. I don't know. I don't take it. Like,
the double D, man.
Yeah, I was kind of. I'd be drinking, bro. Yeah, like, I'll do some shit like that. I did, like, a huge jewelry tag with my boy who writes Red Rum, Dog Pound. And he's all about just, like, going fucking so big. He's a master street bombing kind of. Not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give him a big head. Dude's really good at street bombing, does it efficiently, and goes really big. I do the same fucking thing, and I miss a whole fucking goddamn letter in my name.
So yeah. Like, well, you just double the letter.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just like, God, I should do mental exercises and shit and stop being.
Definitely. Well, the whole thing is a mental exercise, you know, and calming yourself down to do that.
Doing graffiti is fun, dude. I don't know. Like, people have tried to... Like, the cool guys in graffiti, like... Yeah, you might be cool. I don't know. But there's other, like... I like a lot of... Like, there's some shitty graffiti that, for some reason, just gets me hyped. Like, you can tell it's, like...
Like,
not in opinion ways, like, oh, that graffiti's shitty. Like, you can tell that this fool has literally not written graffiti before.
Definitely.
And I'm not an anti-styler. You know what I'm saying? Really.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Like... What would you say the type of graffiti you do is? And, like, what do you think of all these other types of graffiti that exist out there?
I guess it's a little bit of my own, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, true honesty. And just, like...
You're allowed to speak your mind. I could disagree with you, but you can
yeah,
speak it
I mean,
out.
Maybe. I'm down if you want to. Fuck me, you know? But, like, I think that I wanted shit to be, like, really, like, because I was, like, dude, I was, like, doing fucking whack-ass pills every day, and I was, like, trash graph is so fucking sick, like, this, that, the third, and, like, shit, and then I kind of, like, was, like, wait a minute, I actually, like, suck at this shit, and, like, I'm just kind of hiding behind this one aspect to call it dope, and maybe a few of these were hella dope, but it's not it. I'm gonna learn some control. Fucking, I'm gonna, like, just do some discipline shit, maybe not, like, and I think I was still doing hella drugs at the time, but, like, I just wanted to do cleaner, a little simpler shit, like, I used to hang out with this kid all the time, who I've known since a little kid, who also, like, came up with me and our homie Fricks. He writes Ounce, NSF, and, he just kind of put me on to simplify, him and Vietnam NSF at a time, they just put me on to simplifying shit,
Weird.
You know, less is more a lot. Take your time to kind of fill in something if you can. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stole the paint anyways.
There you go.
Might as well.
Yeah, it's cool to pick your brain on this and hear all these things.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess at that point, and I noticed it's like, I guess for people to really, because graffiti is for graffiti writers, I guess, you know, it's a fucking little weird thing. So it's like, I want to, I don't know. not flex my shit, but I just want to get nice with them. My boy Pastry's my ace and my right-hand man and the person that I've created our crews with. Like the crews that I got put down with were brain children of, like, me and a few other kids who really weren't shit in graffiti. And mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we were just...
What are those crews?
Couple kids. K-U-R, R-B-H. Mm-hmm. And that's basically just two different sets of similar dudes who are all friends. And it's two different crews. One's kind of a little bit more internationally involved. Like, K-U-R has some Canadian cats. It's just something that I've kind of always repped since I started. My good friend who gave me a lot of inspiration, he wrote Jaywalk, rest in peace. He was a huge Jaywalk Aura repeat offenders. It's kind of like, in my opinion, it's like NSF, JYK, and then like Aura is like the littlest brother of the trifecta of the three, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But there's NSF and JYK, you know, dudes. In RO2 or whatever. But, yeah, so he passed away. It was really devastating. I forget. What were we talking about?
Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Well, we put him in my other homie who's JYK. He writes Wave. He's really fucking good at piecing. And he's mad low-key. Like, you won't get him outside for anything. So it's, like, semi-inactive old heads and shit. So, like, I don't know. People might try to... say it's not sick, but do some research on it. There's some really talented graffiti in there. I'm not talking about mine, but
word.
Yeah, I don't know. So fucking, I just always wanted to rep it because he was in it. He's not here anymore. He was down. You know what I mean? He was down, and it's been like 5 years or some shit since he passed, and just mm-hmm. always wanted to. I've been kicked out of all my crews at least once, for like behavioral issues and like being a huge fucking dick or whatever, but I don't mean to be a dick. I just like care about like how we present ourselves.
Here you are today, you know, on that path to positivity and bringing,
I guess, dude,
positivity into everyone's minds and hearts. It's what I get off of you since I met you. So
yeah, that's tight. Yeah, dude. No, I just like, you guys are sick. The Canadian kids are funny. You're like all mad polite and like say words weird. But it's, like, chill, like, and it's interesting to get to meet. You know, like I said, this shit just opens up to meet people from all over the place.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely connects people from all types of places. You know, you'll be in a city like New York City, which is, like, the biggest city in America, but you'll have such small communities of skaters, of graph writers.
Just today.
People that just know each other, you know, like, just today we were walking on the street.
I'm not even from here. Yeah. And, no shortage of homies I'd just be seeing organically pop up. Like,
definitely.
Red Rum came up to me and I thought I was getting jumped, but it was just, he's just a big dude. And he was like, "What you write?" And I'm just like, "What the fuck, dude? You're already in the city?"
Definitely.
I don't know. It's just crazy because it's like, yo, dead ass, this is the biggest place I've ever been in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And it's the smallest place.
Definitely. I hear you on that,
it's
for
crazy.
Sure.
And I really like Brooklyn. I know it's kind of like out the way, but that's kind of where I got familiarized and all this shit. Tenant skate shop, super tight. I like to go there. It's in Brooklyn and shit. So New York's just overall it's got the sickest graph, like, where it's just like hella names. There's just so much shit you could like and dislike. You could talk shit on it for hours and you could fucking hype it for hours.
And it's like that with every community, you know, like every subculture in this city. I feel it's just what it's the place everyone comes, you know, to make it in some sort of capacity.
It's an amazing place, dude, and I want to live here. I feel like I need to stop being a huge fucking idiot pussy. Get the fuck out. Like, because I'm paying my dad back for fines I didn't have money for, so it's like, let's laugh at the suburban kid. Daddy's paying your... No, bro. Like, I'm stuck at the crib. It sucks. Like, working shitty jobs. My dad threw fucking, like, 2 pounds of weed out. Freaked out on me, dude. Super not down for that shit. Super over this shit, bro. So, like, you know, like, shit's just stupid. I'm stupid. I don't know. Don't be like...
I got two more questions for you on this topic, and then we got to get back into the music, because got to put some more music on this radio show. But we could talk more about this on the next talking segment.
Yeah.
But two more questions I want to ask you, since we're on the topic of love. This episode was a post-Valentine's Day episode about love. So real quick, I'll just ask what you love about graffiti, even though you already told me, and it was meeting people, right?
I just love my friends, dude. And my friends write graffiti, so do I. So, and I love doing it with them. And it's just like, super fun on a warm night just with the homies.
Hell yeah.
On like a totally dope ass fucking link. We're just fucking like smoking mad weed and like just getting fucked up and like just
having
totally
a good
crushing
time.
Shit. Like all like there's a lot of, I don't know. I just like street bomb with my friends. It's the best.
Definitely. It's how a lot of people have a lot of fun in it.
I'm not one of those cool guys who's like a solo Batman. Like, I'm like, yo, like, can we fucking mob to that spot, yo? Like, mm-hmm. can we grill it? Like, what's up? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Love those dudes.
Hell yeah. Last question I have for you on the topic of graffiti right now. Any advice to any young aspiring graffiti writers out there?
That's
and then
so
we'll
funny.
Get straight into the music.
Don't half step. Just fucking do graffiti and make it really, really sick. And if it's not really sick, then hang it up. Because, like, do we really need more shitty graffiti? Kids.
Thank you. That was great advice. Anyways, we're going to get back into the music. That was a pretty cool conversation we just had about graffiti. Got a bunch of tracks coming up. The next one is your track, actually, Sometimes by Blink-182.
My favorite Blink song.
Why?
Just resurrects crazy feelings. It's just like, you know when like certain like if you like emo music and shit or whatever, and like just certain like any music, what the fuck am I saying? I'm fucking retard. But like just certain ways that the sounds just make you feel crazy.
Word. Alright, well let's get into it. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void. Just had a special conversation with my friend Jordan 182. It's 2:11 in the morning. Or no, 3:11 now, actually. Magnus, you got anything you want to say before we get back into the music? You good?
Elias, can I sleep at your house tonight? Just one last night. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's get back into the music. We'll be back on the mic real soon.
Crossing it down someday. Since I could hold my head up high, and it's been a while since I first saw you, and it's been a while since I could stand on my own two feet again, and it's been a while since I could call you.
I cannot blame this on my father.
could hold my head up high. And it's been a while since I said I'm sorry. Show it when it is true.
All right, this is a bit of a sad one to talk over, but it's kind of funny to have it in the background, so let's do it anyways. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Out of the Void Radio, coming to you at about 3:30 in the morning. Special love-themed episode, post-Valentine's Day episode. We're still keeping the love going 2 days later, because why not? Love is great.
I think I tried to ignore this holiday, like, hella hard this year on the low.
Did you? Why?
Because I swear, like, my ex, Abby, was just, like, we had a hella good relationship. And it's, like, I don't know, I'm never in, I don't even know. I just, like, shit just be, I don't know, dude. I just didn't want to think about it this year, I guess. And I'm not saying I still care about that person, because I don't really think I do in a way, but she's very hot and cool and epic, and I hate that I don't get to stay friends with a lot of my exes and partners that,
definitely,
you know, that I'm just with for, like, a small window.
For sure, you share, like, pretty special times and memories together, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of weird that it just changes like that, and you can't talk anymore, right?
Yeah, it's just, like, I don't, like, it's just scary. I've been with a lot of, like, girls I've, like, talked to. Like, I'm sure I've done a lot of, like, I know I've done a lot of stupid shit that, like, they're like, dude, you're an idiot. But, like, I've been a lot of, like, girls, like, you're really hot. I want this to work or nothing. Like, what the fuck, dude? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, sometimes it's hard, though, for people to stay friends, you know?
Yeah.
It takes, like, a certain level of emotional maturity in a way to be comfortable with that other person, being with other people, not being with them in that certain way. You know, it might be hard to interact also, and triggering in certain ways.
Yeah, it's definitely triggering because, like, I don't know, like, if anyone else has been in abusive relationships before, like, you just get, like, I don't know, shitmate, like, you get... certain stuff brings you back to, like, those times.
Definitely.
Like, literally being, you know, mentally, like, whatever, physically, whatever, I don't know.
Definitely.
For whoever it is, it's different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all got problems, but, you know, like, I don't know. It's just a holiday that I guess it doesn't line up for me to have much of a celebration for.
Mm-hmm.
Year after year.
No, so. I hear you on that.
It's, you know,
one that some people just don't like to celebrate for those reasons. And
yeah.
That's totally chill. That's why some people say love sucks.
For sure. Like I said, I feel like love doesn't even have to be there. Like, I'd be the most productive and, like, epic fool if I didn't get horny and shit. Like, and fall in love.
You got anything to say about that, Magnus?
Well, about love not being there, I'm not sure, but... because I guess that's a case-by-case thing. But I think love is definitely something...
Yeah, I'm just more fucked than you're.
Well, I was just going to say, I think love is something definitely experienced by... or that most people are capable of feeling, and it might be a really physical thing. And also, I recently found out that dogs can actually feel love towards their owners, too, the same way that people feel love towards each other.
Yeah, you didn't know that, bro?
No, I didn't. But it's really sweet, no.
Yeah, that's like a... I feel like that fact or whatever is, like, what... it's, like, the timeless man's best friend thing, because it's, like, it's man's best friend, but, like, you're both each other's homie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's
totally.
Not like you're a snail and I... like, I had a snail named Snaily or some shit. Like, he was chill, but, like, I don't think he knew that I loved him, although I did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I think I do.
Deprived suburban kid cares about snail, but does, like, snail care about... deprived suburban kid, you know?
We can hope.
These are the questions.
Also,
shouts out, bro. RIP.
What you said right now about, like, how a dog feels love for its owner, like a homie. Like, I feel like Valentine's Day is really about just all different kinds of love and not necessarily directed towards one person.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like I just think about it so, like, Charlie Brown, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, dude, I don't know. It'd be cool to, like, no corny shit. It would be cool to have a Valentine, and, like, I guess I, like, have had, I don't know, like, I've had Valentine and stuff, but it's, like, it's just playful and juvenile in, like, all the right ways to, like, it sounds fun and it's cute or whatever, but it's, like, it's just not in the cards a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we used to give each other fucking Smarties and shit, and we're in like first grade and be like, I love you, bro. Like, or like, I love you, whatever. But it's like, I don't know. Mad shit's changed since first grade.
For sure.
Yeah, and like Magnus said, I think you can feel love towards different things. It doesn't need to be,
yeah.
You know, you don't need to be in love with a person or love a person. You could love
I just think
your
about
pet.
It so cheesy,
you could love
you know?
Snaily. You could love like an object or a craft that you do. Or
I had a rabbit
yourself.
Named Fez that I actually like fucked the snail, dude. Like yeah, like that
I don't
shit.
Know, you did love the snail, you said.
Yeah, he was cool, but my rabbit Fez like was. Like, I don't even like fucking, like, fuck having an animal, dude. That shit's a sham. Shit's a ruse, bro.
It's a
all
ruse.
All just fucking ends in pain.
That's life, though.
Dude, fuck.
Everything ends in pain. Fuck eventually, life, everything has an ending.
Fuck life.
So, on that topic of fuck life, I was going to ask you some more questions about other things that you do. You also make clothes, which is cool.
Yeah.
Tell us about your clothes making thing. You have a brand right now. It's called Stink One. Right.
Yeah, it's like an idea. I guess it's a brand influenced by just, you know, like I said, my friends and shit. Like, I just try to keep it pretty like I want to make a video. I have like a huge idea. Like, it's going to have skate, like it's going to have full skate parts. It's going to have full graffiti parts. It's not going to be snitching and shit. Like, you're not going to know who the fuck's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be thorough and shit and cool. I was just like, dude, I just got my VX fix from Carrie at Video Electronics. Shout out to the god. I'm trying to use it and just collect fucking data, bro, and edit it.
Hell yeah.
I'm just a fucking... I'm not very good at editing right now, like, with... And, like, with stuff that's not, like, a cell phone-based editing, like, application, I guess. Because that's just what I got used to, like, throughout the last few years of just making, like... stupid Instagram videos and shit.
But Stink One also, it's not just gonna be the video. There's also
no,
clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I have one of your Stink shirts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I was getting just kind of carried away with, like, I wanted to have something, like, a cool video to, I guess, reference or something.
Definitely.
There is, like...
Like most brands.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Baker 3 is, like, a dope Baker skateboards video. Whatever the fuck, I don't know. You know what I mean? So it's, like, it's all very new. I'm very broke. And I'm very stupid, so it comes slow. Like, you know?
Definitely. But you like, have good ideas. You've been doing it for a while.
A place I care about. Like, the first graphic I did, it's like a clown's smoking crack and, like, doing graffiti. And the letters under it just say, like, stink, like, metal letters. And, like, the T's like a Bible. And I did the letters, and my homie, who I know from fucking Instagram, literally just another writer kid from Instagram, Kid Writes Lou, he's super sick. Like, I haven't even gotten to give him his shirt yet. Like, he made half of it.
That's wild.
Like, I hate that about myself, but it's like, dude, I'm so frazzled. And he knows, and like, that's my boy, you know what I mean? Shouts out to Iceland too. He's like hella tapped into, like, he listens like lots of Memphis rap and like Lil Ugly Mane and shit. It's like, it's like if he told you he was just from like Cleveland or some shit, like,
yeah, you'd assume he was from Cleveland.
Fucking dudes from wherever the fuck, hella far away.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to him, dude.
Shouts
gotta
out
send
to
him a shirt. I gotta reburn that screen.
How'd you get into making clothes, though? Like, what drew you into that? And
what drew
like
me
what
into
started
making
it?
Clothes is seeing kids, like, I guess with like online, like cool guy vibes or whatever, like making shit. And I was like, this shit's pretty tight. And like other people were like, you like that kid, those kids shit? Like, it's whack. And I'm just like, yeah, it's cool. It's like cool or whatever. I don't know. It was just like weird underground shit. I always just from skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
I like World Industries and like Blind and shit that's like burned into my brain from when I was a kid. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And just cartoons and shit. I don't know. It's just like fucking. It's like sick as fuck to just like rip something off like and make it more funny and sick. Like and put it on a shirt. Like that's hella sick and punk.
Yeah, that's what
it's
most of your
just
shit's
like. Draw some shitty fast letters just to get somewhere and get your name off the ground. It's like, these mm-hmm. letters suck. Like, you could sit there and break them down. Like, or just run, bro, run that shit. Run that design real quick. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
make a shirt. Make a shirt. You got an idea? Put it on a shirt. Fucking run it. Give three of those shirts to your boys. Let's go fucking film a kickflip and eight stair, bro. Do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely go fucking do a tag in it. Anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know, dude. It just makes me hype to like just get fucking like the process of burning a screen super like, like I'm just a huge lazy retard. So it's like, I always make it harder than it is. But I have friends that are very dialed and like they get their shit made. They print fucking 500 shirts in a night, ship them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kings. Like, I don't know. They like, and it's just like after meeting like so, like not so many, because there's not so many people in the world that can even do this. And I want to make that clear. It's like your clothing brand's not going to be successful. My clothing brand's not going to be successful. Like that shit just doesn't happen all the time. But like, I'm lucky enough to have really dope influence for like just making printing clothes, like kids that skateboard and
definitely
graffiti that are better at,
I feel like, yeah,
that making clothes like kind of put me on. I don't
know.
I
feel like making clothes, it's kind of similar in a way to doing graph or skating or doing tattoos, and it's like about just putting that name out there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you make 3 shirts or whatever, you give them to people, or you sell some shirts and you just see other people rocking your clothes, you know? Think of your homie Red Rum and how many people he sees wearing his clothes in New York. You know, it's probably a really cool feeling to just see what you made on somebody's body, you know, and somebody just walking around with something that you made and they're representing that, you know? And it's kind of similar to graph in a way. Like, your spots go up and you're seeing it everywhere and other people are seeing it. Same thing as, like, doing tattoos. You're leaving your mark on someone's body. And it's just crazy to kind of think of, like, I just did this mark on someone's body and it's going to be on that body until the day this person dies, you know? It's a weird and trippy thing to think about. And a shirt's not as permanent, but it's, like, a similar thing, I feel, right?
Yeah, I did my first tattoo the other day on this kid, Raul, who does a lot of stuff for Pittsburgh skateboarding community. He like got a whole little like place in Oakland, which we have in Oakland and Pittsburgh. It's obviously smaller and tinier. It's like a fucking frat kid retard sector, but like he got like a cool fucking,
don't use that word anymore please.
Okay, word, my bad. But like some fucking, yeah, he made, it's a bunch of idiotic college kids and I don't know, wait, what were we talking about?
Clothes,
yeah.
Putting a mark on someone's
clothes
body.
Clothes are sick.
You were talking about your
tattoo, and it fucking sucked.
Word.
I'm sorry for using that word.
No, you're good. As long as you take accountability, that's what's most important.
This is me taking accountability for saying that shit. Sorry, I'm stupid. yeah, whatever. Fucking. Yeah, graffiti's stupid. Art's,
you got anything
cool
else you want to say about making clothes?
Yeah, it's really
fun. On that
fun
topic?
I want to get better at it. I want to get better at customer service, and I want to get better at just, like, you know, the adult, lesser fun parts of, you know, like, making a company.
Definitely.
Like you said about my homie, like my homie Red Rum, yeah, he sells lots of clothes, but he's also super sick at graph. Like, he's, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, dude's just, you know what I mean? So it's, like, it could be, like, you know, multifaceted things. Multifaceted people.
The multiverse. The metaverse.
What's that? Dude, who, like, I don't know. Fuck Joe Rogan, man.
Yeah. I'm not Joe Rogan.
I know. I just don't really know who he is, and he just kind of fucking upsets me. I don't know why I said that.
No, you're good. You have a platform right now to say whatever you want into the airwaves, so.
God, that's super fucking sick.
Anyways, let's get back into the music for a little bit. There's only about 17 minutes left on this episode, so let's hear a few more tracks, talk a little bit more, and then that's the end of it.
Wow, it actually kind of flew by.
Right?
I thought
it'd 2 hours goes by quickly.
Yeah, I kind of like thought it would be more like shy guy vibes, but...
Nah, you were great, and I'd love to have you on the show again some other time.
Dude, this shit is fucking really beast, like... I don't know, like, because you're listening, so you don't see what's happening, but we're just, like, this whole fucking shit's taking place on, like, a comfy-ass bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the fucking wires and shit, like, you're just tapped in, like, on a corner. I'm in the other corner.
Yep.
Homie's on the floor in the corner. It's just, like, I don't know, it's crazy. It's tight.
Definitely.
I would like to learn how to fucking do things, like...
I'll teach you.
I want to do things. Yeah, right.
All right, well, let's get back into the music, and we'll talk about this again real soon. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Out of the Void here at about 3:44. Here's a good favorite love track of mine, Harvest Moon by Neil Young. We'll be back real soon.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see.
CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void Radio, coming to you at about 3:54 in the morning. About 5 minutes left in the episode. 2 hours goes by pretty quickly. And it was fun 2 hours with my friend Jordy.
Not on
there.
A fucking Greyhound bus, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. But here we are, not on a Greyhound bus.
I didn't mean to make that a corny joke. I'm just like, damn, I was just on a Greyhound bus for like 8 hours, and it felt like 8 days.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, fuck you, Greyhound.
Anyways, it was a fun episode. Good to have you here. Had a really good time, honestly.
Yeah. Dude, thank you. I don't talk about myself that much.
Sometimes, like you said, it's therapeutic, right?
It was therapeutic, actually, to kind of just talk. But thank you for having me, bro. It's all love.
Yeah, it's all love.
I only care about my friends.
Hell yeah.
Word.
Magnus, you got any closing remarks you want to make?
Self-love.
Self-love is the most important love. That's true. Yeah, thanks to the both of you for being on this episode, giving some interesting perspectives on love, graffiti, making clothes, life, whatever it is we spoke about. A lot of things.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Beatboxing.
No, you're the fucking... You're such a genuine dude. I appreciate being on. It was fun. This fucking bed's hella comfy, so...
Hell yeah.
I'm just chilling.
Alright.
Appreciate it. Love you all. One love, you know?
Yeah, I love you all as well. One love. Love to those listening, whatever you're doing right now. Hope you're doing good.
And yeah,
you're
yeah.
feeling the love in yeah. the air tonight.
Yo, nothing is impossible, and everything is possible.
Thanks for listening.
I'm
this
just kidding.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM, 3:57 in the morning. Here's a favorite track of mine. Close every show with it. Here's Lady Fingers by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Thanks for listening.
My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished audience, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family. Also wishing you and your family the best of health, both physical and spiritual, during this worldwide pandemic.